You have the final say at 800-510-8255. I bow to you. And thus, we are able to communicate, because I have the bully pulpit, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, here at the control. Well, I'm actually not. I push a few buttons, but there are other people pushing buttons. Michael Fortier is in the control room in our main studio in Washington, and we're here to talk with you about what's going on today. 800-510-8255 on the Good Day program. This hour is devoted to catching up on a lot of the things that people have been talking about overnight and through the latter part of the day, maybe things that you haven't yourself either caught up on or you haven't talked about it at all. Not sure that's the case with the discussion of the latest study on obesity and where we are headed in our country. 800-510-8255. One of the things that people are talking about today, the eating right discussion and debate. Healthy food. The supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who's somebody very much a part of this program, has been very good at studying and understanding. Go to his website, supermarketguru.com. You'll see all kinds of information about foods that have omega-3s in them, the food that you need to eat that will keep you healthy, how much it costs, where to go to get it, that sort of thing. Listening to all these people on programs as I have been talking about how it's the government's fault and how we can't really help it because the only food that's around that we can afford is stuff that's bad for you. No! Not even close to being accurate. That's what you want to believe because you want to eat the stuff and then you're in denial. You ruin your body, you ruin your life, and people say, oh, it's so sad that John died at 62 of a heart attack because he was so big and overweight and he could only eat the stuff that was out there. It was awful. Oh, what nonsense. It's all you. It's on you. This is, you've let the government stick its nose into your business. You've decided you like the taste of a hamburger better than a garden burger. That's, you do whatever you want. I've had some really bad garden burgers in my life. I've had some really good ones. The way they're cooked, the things that you put on it, I'm telling you, a good garden burger with some pickle and onion, lettuce and tomato, a little light sauce of some way, shape, or form on a whole grain bun, man, that I can find few things that are as tasty as that. Or, as somebody calls them, fish burger. You can cut a piece of fish up and put it on the grill, or you can bake it, broil it, whatever, and you can serve that with some pretty good stuff, onion, tomato, again, the same sorts of things. And it tastes great, and it's good for you. You don't have to. There's nothing, nobody's holding a gun to your head. You make your own decisions about what to eat. The supermarkets are there to sell you crap that they make money on. And nobody's saying, you got to buy this. And the people who say the food stamp folks, they go in and they spend all their money on this bad food. Yeah, we've made dependents out of them. And then they depend on the state for health care, and they depend on, we become we become morons, actually. That's the best. It sounds a little cruel. I notice with interest, there's a talk show host in Rochester named Bob Lonsberry, who was charged with defaming one of his listeners. And the listener happened to have been someone that was involved in a hunting accident that killed a friend of his. And so the host of the program, Lonsberry, called this guy a cold-blooded murderer. Well, after Mr. Giselle heard that he was a cold-blooded murderer, or he was called a cold-blooded murderer, he decided to sue the radio host, sue the radio station, sue the company that owned the radio station. He was acquitted of criminally negligent homicide, Mr. Giselle was. And so what's the deal? I'm going to sue this guy. Maybe I can get some money out of him. Well, the courts found that the host is not liable for defamation because he was a public figure. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. in this day and age when everybody's so litigious, another thing that you got to be careful about. But I thought that was a fairly interesting story about some of the things that are said. I'm pretty direct, pretty much when it comes to stuff like this, going back to the obesity discussion and the food you eat and how you look and what's available, I'm really brutal, direct, and I'm not, I don't know, people say it sounds like I'm hostile. I'm not. But I can give you, I can cite examples, and I made this a statement a while ago. I have a friend who has a little house, little front yard, and she, by herself, turned over all of the soil, no more lawn. She grows a garden every year, and there's enough in there between the staples, tomatoes and squash and peppers and pickled, I mean, cucumbers and things you make pickle. She cans lots of stuff and feeds her family, her mother, people in her family, all this good food through the course of the year. You can do it. You just have to make up your mind to do it. So this nonsense about, oh, the government, this, the government makes it easy, no question about it, because of the collusion with the guys that are the fat makers, the big food conglomerates that do this distribute garbage, and you pay for it, but you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to pay attention to them trying to sell you this stuff. And then if you follow the path, this is what's really wormy about this. If you follow what happens, look at the people who are on the board of directors of some of these big food conglomerates, Nestle, Kraft, you know, that outfit, those companies. And then look over at who are on the board of directors of the big drug companies. Oh, shocking. Some of the same people. They make you sick, or you choose to be sick by eating the food that they provide. And then when you get sick, hey, I got a drug to make you better. And who pays for much of it? The government. Who pays for the government? You. Simple, right? Easy formula. And people fall for it day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. It's pretty amazing. And the school system, which is supposed to educate you, falls down on the job time after time after time. So there's no health ed because the government doesn't want to pay for that. Because God help us, if we teach anybody about their bodies, they'll be doing, it's all about sex then. And then there's no phys ed program, so you know, it's just like a, you're so silly, if I'm being too direct. Sorry, you are silly if you buy into this whirlwind of foolishness, and that's what a lot of you have done. 800-510-8255, 14 past the hour. This is the Good Day program with an overview of what's going on in the world and what people are talking about. What are you talking about today?
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook at Good Day Show and Twitter. I'm sorry. Well, it's facebook.com/Good Day and at Good Day Show on Twitter. Jennifer is among the missing this morning. And listen, she's gone to Mexico and they can't find things to work there. So infrastructure be damned. It's 18 past the hour. I was thinking about all of the commercials that they were talking about, this obesity study and all the ramifications for it, from it. And I was thinking about the product that we recommend on this program, TH121, the fat-fighting formula to help you lose weight. That's become a popular product because, again, people are overeating. So this is this a constant problem? Do you have to get on this sort of thing and stay on it? That's what the advertiser wants you to do. By the way, you can get the product at 800-525-2710. And then there's the other product that we talk about with regularity. You hear us advertising this product called Cardiol, which is aimed in a natural way of getting rid of the problems of high cholesterol and high triglycerides, which come about as a result 95 times out of 100 of you're eating the wrong foods. Same thing. So can you keep eating the wrong food? Are we promoting you're eating wrong foods by selling this sort of stuff? It's a matter of opinion. Cardiol is available, by the way, at 888-809-6424. Lowers your triglycerides. So is that what this is all about? Is it really all about what we can sell? 800-510-8255. Yeah, I guess to a point the answer is yes. The sad story of the mother of Adam Mays, police arrested actually the wife and the mother of Adam Mays. They are suspected in the disappearance of a mother in Tennessee and her 3 daughters. Mays is believed to have killed Joanne Bain and the eldest daughter, 14-year-old Adrienne, and kidnapped the 2 youngest daughters. And then Adam Mays' wife was charged with 4 counts of aggravated kidnapping, and the mother charged with 4 counts of conspiracy to commit aggravated kidnapping. Police say Teresa Mays admitted to helping take the family from their home and driving them to Mississippi. Mary Frances Mays allegedly knew about the crimes. Authorities are still on the hunt for Mays, Adam Mays, the family, the Mays family, the Bain family were friends. This is weird stuff, isn't it? 21 after the hour.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like Cintas for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rule book for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
One thing I didn't realize while I was in Guam is that there are men in Guam whose full-time job is to travel around the countryside and deflower young women who pay them for the privilege of making love to them for the first time. And the reason for this, under Guam law, it's forbidden for virgins to marry. So this guy has imagined.
My prices are low, and I work with great speed, and my work is 100% guaranteed.
Last night, Rick Santorum finally endorsed Mitt Romney for president at 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. When reached for comments, Santorum said, "Sometimes when I can't sleep, I try endorsing Mitt Romney for president." Just puts me right out. Half-hearted endorsement, though. That's what people are saying today. Yeah, apparently Rick Santorum endorsed Mitt Romney last night, very late, via email. Yeah. This makes Santorum the 10 millionth guy to be ashamed of what he did late last night on his computer.
Here's the case of the government finally doing something right. Congratulations to CIA, rather. They disrupted an Al-Qaeda plot to bring down a U.S. passenger jet. They're going to blow up a jet using a sophisticated new type of underwear bomb. You hear about this? This is real. No, this is real. And the most sophisticated part of this bomb was the detonator. Apparently, the guy wearing the underwear bomb would get on the plane and then pull his own finger.
Hey, there's a new study from the Journal of Preventive Medicine that's getting a lot of attention today. It estimates that by the year 2030, 42% of Americans will be obese. So now would be a great time to invest in Spanx. Currently, America is only about 35% obese, but they're expecting that to surge once Domino's figures out how to stuff a pizza inside another pizza.
You see this? Verizon is planning to launch the country's first ever 911 texting service. Of course, it's embarrassing when you text, "There's a fire in my house, come soon." And the autocorrect is like, "There's a fire in my hole, come spoon."
There you go. 26 after the hour, some of the late night comedy, which we feature in this hour of the Doug Good Day program. Rich McFadden has arrived on the scene. The story about the bomb plot, the reference just made to that, senior officials say that an inside source foiled the Al-Qaeda bomb plot. It was hatched in Yemen. The insider working with the U.S. and the security service that we have working for us provided information that allowed us to launch a Predator drone strike that killed the group's chief operating officer, Fahid Al-Qusso. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qusso. Al-Qusso, Al-Qaeda.
The plot involved detonating a refined version of the underwear bomb. Thanks to the insider's work, it was never a real threat. The device never got to an airplane, near an airplane, near an airport, in any place. It never got near anything.
Still want to meet the guy who signs up for that position.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'll be happy to blow my private parts off for the rest of me. It all feels the same, though, Richie, when you got one of those bombs on and you get blown up. I can't imagine it makes any difference where it begins.
I know, but it's just that first initial second when you're getting ready to push the button.
Right.
Where you must be going, boy, this is going to hurt.
Uh-huh. Speaking of that, John Travolta is being sued.
Uh-huh.
Not once, but twice, by two different male masseuses who say that he has made unwanted advances toward them. Lawyers are busy on this one. Apparently, there is substantial documentation and a number of witnesses to back up the accusations against John Travolta. One of the charges in Athens, Georgia, that took place a couple of months ago. There's another one someplace else. So anyway, is this absurd and ridiculous? Just trying to get some money out of Travolta?
No.
Or what?
Worst kept secret in Hollywood.
There we are. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. With gas prices averaging more than $3.80 a gallon these days, and going higher, it's hard to imagine taking long road trips this summer. But there are some effective ways to save at the pump. And a lot of them are just common sense tips like keeping your car tuned up and your tires inflated. But 15 minutes of an idle engine can waste an average of a quarter of a gallon of gas. Now multiply that by how many times a week you're at the drive-thru. That said, a cold engine is not efficient. If you have several stops to make, do it in one trip instead of spreading it out so the engine can remain at operating temperatures. And if you're only planning to drive fewer than 100 miles in a day, you might consider renting an electric car. They're available through either Hertz or Enterprise. And last but not least, pay attention to when you fill up. Although it's not foolproof, gas prices tend to drop on Wednesdays and then surge over the weekend. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one.
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
$20, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep. Return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer Warren may not be back until next week. That's all right. We can figure out what's going on and address some of the issues of the day. Yes, that's true. We all need a little R&R from time to time. It depends on how we get it.
I need some R&R from my R&R, though.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. You have no room to talk at all.
I'm so glad to be back.
So the Senate yesterday, actually the vote was last night, did not pass a bill which was aimed at extending low interest rates for student loans. So right away this becomes a political football.
Sure.
Because here the Democrats say, look, those dirty Republicans, they want you to pay twice as much for the student loans. Well, you may remember the story behind the story was that that student loan increase was supposed to pay. It was one of those things hidden in the health care bill, along with the 3% tax you have to pay when you sell your house. It's all going to pay for the health care bill. Well, that's what this was going to do. Republicans said, no, we don't want any of that, so let's change it. And then the Democrats say, it's going to be your fault because you don't want to cut the rate. Well, the reason that anyone, if you nose around a little bit, as usual, there's more to the story than what meets the ear. The problem with the bill is how it proposes to pay for the health care and all the other things here. The bill would require privately owned companies to pay higher payroll taxes for Social Security and Medicare. So the Republicans said no to that. Now they have to work on their own. But for those, you'll hear it on MSNBC today and on some of the progressive radio programs that these nasty Republican luck, they want you to pay more for student loans. Well, what are we going to pay more for? You want to have Social Security taxes increase? You want Medicare taxes to increase? That's how the Democrats wanted to pay for this. So the Republicans were correct in my, I don't like either party, as most of you know, and I don't like the political mechanism. I don't like the way the country is being run. There's not much about government that I like. And this is just another example of the news media in collusion with the big Pauls and big business and everything else. Notice the proposal wasn't to have the money extracted from big employers. No.
small, privately owned companies. That's how disgustingly direct these people are at screwing small business. Here's the president around yesterday. Here's how we can help small business. And what actually is going on behind the scenes is that they're working on a way to screw small business owners yet again. They're going to pay higher Social Security and Medicare taxes. The big corporations aren't. How does that make any, never mind sense, how does that shake out in the fairness doctrine, if you will? Right? I mean, is that, am I the only one who's thinking that it's the same discussion as we're having about obesity or anything like this? So, I pass. 800-510-8255 on that one, anyway.
Thank you.
Here's a gay high school student in Indiana, Richie. Been expelled.
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, fired a stun gun in the air while bullies were harassing him. Darnell Young, 17-year-old junior at Arsenal Technical High School in Indianapolis, will be allowed to return to school next year, according to the local newspaper stories. This kid has suffered under daily harassment. The bully problem escalated when a group surrounded him and threatened to beat him up. So he had a stun gun as protection. He fired the gun into the air to scare him off. Then he was arrested by the police. His mother said she'd given him the stun gun for protection for circumstances just like this.
That's so stupid.
The school, what's stupid?
To give your kids something that could possibly kill another kid?
A stun gun?
Yeah.
It's not going to kill another kid.
It could.
Nah. Baloney.
Okay.
All the people who have had
stun
guns.
Or even stun them.
What? The kid you rather have the kid get bullied, get beaten up by this crowd of bullies?
Would you consider a stun gun a weapon?
Would I consider a weapon?
What if she gave him a billy club?
Sounds like if it's what he needs to protect himself from these other kids.
You can't do that.
Oh, why? Well, they're going to let him beat the hell out of him. Then.
Okay, so...
So he gets there. How many kids have been killed because they were
my
bullied?
My brother had this exact same thing happen. He's a cop in the hood here in D.C.
Yeah.
And nice kid, good kid, heard through the grapevine. My brother heard through the hallway grapevine that this kid had a gun in his locker.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not acceptable.
He went and asked him. He said, "Do you?" And the kid said, "Yes, sir, Officer Palmer, I do."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What do you have it there for?" And he goes, "Because I'm afraid of some of these other guys when I go home."
Mm-hmm.
And the kid was expelled. He had to arrest him. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So the question is
it
where's the
stun
line?
Gun and
is
a regular
there?
Gun? Well, I don't know. You tell me. Well, you already did. 800-510-8255. You tell me. How about you tell us if you're thinking
knife?
This is A-OK? Well, so where does it, that is, it's the thin line between right and wrong, and where is that line? We don't agree. I'm tired of these stories day after day after day where these a-hole kids get onto some other kid because he or she is different. It's just, never mind a tragedy. What kind of family allows this kind of stuff? What kind of parents allow their children to get, "Oh, I don't know, I can't guard my kids, I don't know what they're doing 24 hours a day." Then you suck as a parent.
Sean's having some problems with a couple of kids, older kids on the
really?
Bus. Yeah, and they're just kind of teasing him and stuff like
what
that.
What are they teasing him about?
Nothing really. I mean, it's nothing in particular. You know, my kid's good-looking average kid, whatever, you know. But
so that's why I want to know what they're doing, where they're picking.
They're just picking on him. So, like, one
they
kid
know
the
he's
day,
a black belt or whatever, he's taking quiet
no,
gun.
You know what? He doesn't flaunt that. He doesn't, and he's
see, that's
too
a way to protect yourself.
Yeah. He's a black belt, and then I don't ever let him forget it. If you need to, and somebody starts to touch you, you are allowed to defend yourself.
Yeah.
Please remember this. Don't ever... You will be in as much trouble as these kids will be if they touch you. Don't ever touch anybody. Mm-hmm. But if you need to defend yourself, remember, you are a black belt. But he's not that kind of kid that's ready to just go throw somebody down.
Yeah.
So the other day, Sean's in the second grade. The other day, this fourth grader flicked him with his finger in the back of his neck.
Uh-huh. And he thumped him?
Yeah, you know. So, and you know, and then when Sean tries to sit down, if that's the only seat, he won't let him sit down. It's just this one or two kids, you know, and it's okay. This is going to happen. So we talked to him about how to handle it and what to do and, you know, whether it bothers him or not. But come to find out that the kid that's doing it is the son of a woman who I've met several times who just happens to be the assistant vice principal at the local junior high school. And she's a great lady. We've had great conversations.
Yeah.
And the kid, when I've run into him, seems to be a nice kid. But once you get in this situation where they're on the bus, things change. They get in their little huddles with the other kids, and all of a sudden you find somebody who you want to give a hard time to, younger. And, you know, so kids are mean, man. They are just mean when they get together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that he would be wise to use what he has as a skill that would keep any of that stuff from happening.
You know, hey, listen, I'm not telling my son to go out and beat somebody up, but I'm telling him, if he flicks you, tell him if you do it again. But the kid's older. He's in the fourth grade. He's bigger, so obviously that's intimidating for an eight-year-old.
Yeah.
But I tell him, Sean, this one move right here,
is how you get it.
It's over. He will never touch you again.
800-510-8255. Actors to the rescue. Actors to the rescue. Mila Kunis being hailed as a hero after coming to the rescue of one of her employees. This person suffered a seizure. 50-year-old man collapsed, began choking, coughing up blood, vomiting.
Ooh.
Mila Kunis rushed to his side.
Is it Mila?
Mila, I guess it is. Yeah. Mila, you're right. She turned his head so he couldn't choke. Another person pulled out a wallet, stuck in his mouth so he wouldn't swallow his tongue. They called 911. Paramedics took the man to the hospital. He made a full recovery.
Wow.
How about that?
Nice heads-up move.
Yeah, I mean, that's using your head. Here's another one. Dustin Hoffman saved the life of a jogger in London. The fellow's name is Sam Dempster. He suffered a heart attack while running in Hyde Park. And Dustin Hoffman was there. He saw what happened, called an ambulance, waited with this man until paramedics arrived. Mr. Dempster thanked medical staff on his blog, as well as my new favorite celebrity, Dustin Hoffman, who called for help and waited until the paramedics arrived.
So right place, actors. Right time.
Yep, exactly.
Somebody was there to save you. Your angel.
Yep. Good for him and good for them. See, there are always good things going on in addition to all of the crazy, stupid stuff that we can get all huffed up about. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal William J. Britt, 532nd Engineer Boat and Shore Regiment, U.S. Army.
Well, a crane operator, we worked the tidal basin there in Incheon. And they'd bring in small boats. Of course, they couldn't get big boats in there. But they'd bring in ammunition, rations, gasoline, whatever supplies was needed, and we'd unload them there, and they'd be trucked to wherever. And really, the only thing that we had to worry about was, oh, everybody called him Big Jack Charlie. And the little plane come over there every night or whenever he wanted to, and he'd shoot tracers and drop mortar shells and try to hit whatever he could, I guess.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Ready to Use Plus in a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root. No mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Save money, live better. Listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and I are going through some of the better stories today. And here's one from the Washington Post reporting the U.S. has been strategically reducing the number of insurgents from an Afghan military prison in exchange for them promising to be peaceful. You just heard me say that.
Read that again.
The Washington Post says that we are releasing insurgents, the Taliban, in Afghanistan, in exchange for them promising not to be bad.
How's that working out so far?
In order to be released, the detainees must pledge to give up violence as a way of life. American officials have been authorizing these releases amid efforts to end the war, trying to negotiate peaceful, loving thoughts with the Taliban. Now, I'm all for doing this, but I'm a little skeptical about how it might work over in Afghanistan.
How do they check this out?
That's another question that I might have. Officials have not said how many prisoners actually have been released under the program, how many freed prisoners have gone down that right path.
We decided we're going to let you go.
Right.
You have to make one little promise, though.
You have to promise not to attack U.S. troops.
Please don't wear any bombed underwear.
Right.
Please don't shoot at any of our people.
So are we being too cynical?
Get a candle.
The idea is a great idea.
Some scented candles for your hut.
The Taliban's not exactly known for keeping its word or its promises.
So. That cracks me up.
That does kind of crack me up, too. I got that peaceful, easy feeling.
Oh, mercy.
That's something to ask. I'm putting that one aside. All right. Here's something that all of you, or maybe many of you, on your way to work, you confront the things. In my neighborhood, Massachusetts, a gentleman went out to his mailbox. I live on a very narrow backcountry road. So a week or so ago, a gentleman goes out to get his mail. Some kid comes flying down the road, runs into the guy, kills him.
Ooh.
And it's about, I can see the house from across the pasture here on my farm. So now everybody's into, what do we do? Bikers, we got to be careful of bikers. You see these adults and kids all over the place riding their bike through red lights. They are all over the roadway.
That is a twisty-turny road where you have some blind curves.
Yeah, terrible blind curves. Yeah. So now the bikers are in the focus because a lot of bikers think that they own the roads and that everybody ought to yield to them no matter what the traffic is like. That's part of the discussion here. The bikers say, well, I am worried about getting seriously hurt. Every time I see a biker on the road here, they're in the middle of the road. It's a narrow road. I got it. But, hello, you're not the only ones on the road. Anyway, it's a problem, another problem to deal with. 51 after on Good Day.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
How do you do? This is Sue. My name is Sue.
And her friend Lou.
Yeah. It's 53 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I now take time to get into some special theories about things, including some of the things that have to do with technology. As a matter of fact, Richie, Microsoft has confirmed they will be making a $99 Xbox. How significant that may be, we'll find out as Shelley Palmer reports to us on technology in a moment or so here on Good Day.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one.
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
$20, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep. Return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Microsoft confirmed that there will be a $99 Xbox. It's the 4GB model, and they will be selling them at 16 of the 21 Microsoft retail stores. What's the catch? Actually, there are several. First, you're going to have to agree to a 2-year $15 per month contract, bringing the price of a normally $299 4GB Xbox 360 up to $459. If you were to purchase all the gear up front and take Microsoft's discounted Xbox Live account plan, you'd save yourself $110, so no, the $99 Xbox is not a good deal. Can I think of any reason to put down $99 and commit to 2 years of $15 a month payments for a 4GB Xbox 360? No, and you won't be able to think of a reason either. Oh, by the way, almost everyone expects Microsoft to announce a new Xbox in 2013, and there's no upgrade plan. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about the $99 Xbox 360.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
When you think of heroes, you might think of Superman, maybe Wonder Woman or Edgar, but one hero might be a bit closer to home than you realize. Here's Brian Osich with more.
Most of us have heroes. In fact, we were most likely raised by one, our mom. And to celebrate Mother's Day, Dollar General and Procter & Gamble are honoring moms. Mary Gail Emery of Atlanta, Georgia, is one of Dollar General's everyday hero moms for inspiring youth in her community to stay active with sports.
I love being a mother, and I lived through my two wonderful daughters, age 15 and 21, and being a positive role model is one of the best things I can do for them.
Emery is just one of the everyday heroes Dollar General is recognizing throughout the year, and she found a certain knack on the court.
Coaching youth basketball is something that I truly love. It gives me the opportunity to inspire these young kids to be able to be active in sports and also to be active in their school and keep their grades up as well.
For more on Dollar General's great values and convenience and national brands, along with information on how you can share a video on why your mom is an everyday hero, log on to dollargeneral.com/everydayheroes. That's Lifestyles from Dollar General.
May is U.S. Military Appreciation Month. Do you know that? Here's some information on how one of America's most recognizable companies is saluting your country's finest.
GM's history with the U.S. military stretches as far back as 1917, when the majority of their truck production was directed toward World War I manufacturing. And since then, GM's James Bell says they continue to salute our country's brave service members.
The men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces give so much to so many of us. So during Military Appreciation Month, Chevrolet dealers will install a free yellow ribbon honor badge to eligible vehicles purchased through our military discount program. It's a subtle but special way to recognize their dedication to keeping us safe.
GM has also been a driving force behind keeping troops connected to their families while overseas.
Over the past 2 years, Chevrolet has collected over 103,000 used devices for cell phones for soldiers and converted those into 6.2 million free talk minutes. And now, for every eligible Chevy vehicle sold in May, GM will donate $100 to cell phones for soldiers.
For more, log on to GMMilitaryDiscount.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Well, what have we done here? We've committed another hour of broadcast excellence. Never mind Limbaugh. Mother-